Welcome to Cartoonist Kayfabe. My name is Jim Rugg.
I'm Ed Piskor.
Ed, we're going to take a look at my Octobriana 1976 process zine today. But before we dive into this monster volume, what's new?
Patreon.com/EdPiskor. I'm serializing my current comic, Red Room, to early adopters. $3 gets you the archive, and I put the pages up there in a high enough resolution that people have been sharing with me their little bootleg versions of the comic. And looking forward to putting this out on a monthly basis, I think, starting in 2021. Once again, this is for the early adopters who could get first dibs. And $3 gets the archive.
We're going to get into today a look at the making of Octobriana 1976, my Blacklight comic. This has come out in comic shops everywhere. Get it wherever you find comics if you didn't back the Kickstarter. But today we're going to look at the process zine. This is a PDF that I made that documents several drafts of this story. It also goes through all the details of running the Kickstarter, how this project came together. It's 350 pages, part artist edition. You know, I have scans of the original art and stuff as part of this. And you can get this on my website at jimrugg.com right now. But I figure we kind of take a quick look through this and give everybody an idea of what goes into this and how you fill 350 pages with one comic book's making of. So I love process. You know, I've made actual print zines that document some of my process. And this was just an outgrowth. Whenever I started making this, it's kind of a very weird comic book because of the blacklight qualities and the fluorescent inks. Wasn't sure how it would work, what to expect. And so, you know, documenting that process seemed like a good idea. This was the very first print that I made using the blacklight process, and making this print and kind of doing the color separations and seeing the print in person, all of those things are what led me to this comic book. And so that's kind of the background, and, you know, it gets into how this actual particular story comes together. There's a timeline of from the very beginning of writing to all of the files being delivered to everybody through the Kickstarter. So there's kind of technical stuff, there's behind-the-scenes stuff. I don't know that this is a how-to for anybody that wants to make a comic book, but it's definitely a detailed look at how I made this particular comic book, so you can probably pick and choose little bits. If you have questions of how comics are made, you're going to get some answers. And there's no one way to make this stuff. You know, this is how I did this particular book. If I made a process zine of any of my other comics, there'd be a lot of variation. You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say. Anyone unfamiliar, this is based on a character, Octobriana, from this book, Octobriana and the Russian Underground, that was published in 1971, and it's about an underground group in the Soviet Union that was using superheroes to, you know, express their dissidence. And I first learned about it through Paul Gravitt's book about weird comics. This book has two-page spreads for 50 different weird comics, and I've tracked down several of them. But this is how Octobriana got on my radar. Goes through and gives a little bit of her history as well as, you know, published. There are a lot of Octobriana comics out there. This is a public domain character, so show off some of that. And then the writing I did with index cards. And, you know, I said that this shows all of the drafts. And the first draft was done with index cards over about maybe 2 days. This is something that we did in a writing class. You know, this idea of using index cards because they're easy to edit. Easy to remove them or switch orders or insert things in between them. And it was just a very quick way for me to outline the action points, the plot, if you will, of this story. I started with the idea of her racing away from a nuclear explosion on a Russian-Soviet military bike. And from there, I kind of added cards before and after that moment. How did we get there and what happens after that? And then I started doing rough drawings. All the drawings that I did for this book are in here, and it kind of shows that process. You know, this book was done in about 7 weeks production-wise, and each step was, in the beginning, it was, do you want to do this? You know, I wasn't sure this was a comic I wanted to spend a couple of months on, but also if I was going to do it, how to do it. And so what you see here is a light table, and one of my first sketches being inked over top of that light table. That was a process I ended up using throughout the book. So in addition to trying to figure out what Octobriana, my version of her, looked like, it was also, what does the production look like? Like, how would I actually make this book? And so you see all of these different sketches, again, kind of like the original art or artist edition type presentation of these things. and then the next draft. And this is going through, at this point, I'm typing now in a Google Doc and updating those postcards or index cards, adding dialogue, basically fleshing it out and also breaking it down into specific page count. So, you know, got to figure that out pretty early on. Outline of the tools that I used, including page layout, you know, templates that I made so you don't have to rule out panel borders for every page. Some of the basic tools that were involved, templates, some of the paper that I used. This paper was great, by the way. This came unbound. I've gone through so many different paper types. Like sometimes I'll buy giant pads and cut them down to the size I want because I like that paper and it's not sold in a convenient size. But for this stuff, it's 11 by 17, the standard comic book paper. And I ordered it online and found it unbound, which is great. It was just random sheets.
Yeah, that's cool.
A couple of the fonts that I used, and then getting into the pages. And so I would do one more draft of the script for each spread that I would come up to. This is page, the inside front cover, so it's still a spread, even though it's sort of page one or page zero or page two. Left-hand pages are always even number, you know, from pagination standpoint. And I would do the spread from, you know, the script to the finished art, including the color. And you can see kind of the evolution of my palette. It's a very limited color because I am mixing these fluorescent inks and had never done it before. I feel like there's a lot more I can do mixing them now. I learned a lot in making this book. So it goes through all of the pages from the roughs, very rough, on my iPad to the finished inked pages on paper and then, of course, color. And talks about some of those changes. Once I had done several pages, then I put together a proposal, and that's what you see here, and that's what I sent to Ad House Books. Basically, I needed to know that this would work, so I did about six pages, put together the complete script so that Ad House knew what I had planned, put together my plans for promotion and distribution, along with those sample pages and drawings, sent it off to Ad House Books. You know, again, this goes through the entire process, which includes getting a publisher lined up, and unfortunately, COVID happening. So as I'm drawing this, COVID is starting to become an issue in this country. This was the beginning of the year whenever I did this artwork. And so by the time I finished this story and was ready to go to the printer, everything had shut down. The quarantine was on.
And we should say that like your early plan was to slide these out at comic shows. Like, so your early adopters would have been in-hand physical copies to, you know, your patrons that frequent your table at the various comic cons that you attend, man. And that was the plan. COVID happens. Who knows if comic conventions will ever happen ever again?
Yeah. See, even sketchbook excerpts. That's exactly what happened, Ed. I finished this up, and it was like literally, if you look at the timeline, it's the day the NBA cancels their season is when or put their season on hold is when I finished this. And so like as soon as that happened, everything shut down almost immediately, including the printer. You know, so like I'm sitting here with this book that I had my biggest show schedule of my life for this year because I had two books come out end of last year and early this year. And my plan was to do a bunch of shows and to have this as a surprise. So rare to have surprises in comics anymore. We all know what's coming out months ahead of time. And I thought it'd be really awesome to get that back. But unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. And so, you know, that led to the Kickstarter. That was kind of the pivot out of this because I had a finished book. I've wanted to try Kickstarter. And, you know, the other half of this process zine is the making of the book, you know, not the drawing, but the actual production and distribution, which comes from Kickstarter. And so it goes through that whole process. You know, this thing, like I said, it's 350 pages. So you're going to see all kinds of stuff. Those were blacklight prints, which I ended up making as part of the Kickstarter. A lot came out of doing the Kickstarter, things that I had no plans of when the Kickstarter launched, which included things like, you know, we knew there were going to be videos made along the way, and those are all linked from here, and it kind of shows everything from influences to actual drawing videos of some of the artwork from the book. I made drawings as bonuses for Kickstarter. Those are all included in here. People started making fan art for it, which was really awesome. You know, once the Kickstarter's up and running, I'm promoting this thing all the time in social media, and people start making fan art, which is really cool. So then I could, you know, share that on my Instagram or share that on my Kickstarter updates and just kind of like keep creating things that were pro-Octobriana, interesting, something worth talking about and sharing. went on lots of podcasts to promote the thing. Pretty typical 101 kind of, you know, how do you sell a book? One of the interesting side effects of doing this as Kickstarter is you have to have a digital copy of the book. That was one of the first things I noticed as I was going through and looking at everybody's comic book Kickstarters. There's got to be a digital component. And the problem with the fluorescent ink, it's made for print.
Right.
Like, there is no on-screen version of fluorescent ink. And so once the Kickstarter was up and running, I started to figure out, like, how do I make a cool-looking PDF of this comic? And my solution became, one, make a retro version that looks like it was printed in 1976, similar to what I had done with Aphrodisiac, which was well-received and looked cool. So I started making one of those, and then the other piece that came out of it was a black-and-white version. People may have seen these already. If you back the Kickstarter, you've probably already seen these, but they're just literally, you know, like I said, sampling old comic color to try to make it look like an actual retro comic, and then the black and white version, which I ended up printing on newsprint, which is really cool because I love black and white 80s comics. That wasn't even an idea when the Kickstarter launched. You know, that came out of, I made the PDF and I started sharing images of the PDF online. I liked how it looked. People liked how it looked. And they were like, hey, I'll buy that if that's available in print. And so I thought, sure, I could do this. You know, I make lots of zines. I could make these as, like, if 20 people want a copy, I could do that as print on demand and make something that looks cool. Hundreds of people wanted them. So once I had sold or pre-sold hundreds of these, I had a budget. And I started to look around and say, like, what's the best version of this that I can make? And it allowed me to, you know, look into things like printing on a web press, you know, offset printing the retro color version. And so those were just really what I'd call Bob Ross happy accidents. And this documents all of it. Even stuff like screen tones that are used and why different screen tones were used and doing test prints to see if the screen tones and the moiré patterns work. So that's kind of, I'm going to stop there. This is 350 pages. There's a lot more in here, including line item budgets for what I ended up spending to make this. But if you're interested in making, or if you're interested in the making of this particular comic, which is pretty unique, this is the thing to pick up. And you can get it from my website. It is $5 for a 350-page PDF. And, you know, whether you're a maker or you're just interested kind of in comics history, there's a lot of content here for you to kind of pick through. So give that a look if that appeals to you. There'll be a link under this video where you can find this conveniently. And, you know, my takeaway was just this went really well. And it was supported by so many people to allow me to make this kind of stuff. And my takeaway is I can make anything I want now.
Right.
You know, this is the blueprint. This is what I will use for my next project. You know, this is kind of like there'll be things that I do differently, but the overall idea is all here. And working with Kickstarter was a really positive experience. They have a guide on their homepage. You know, it just kind of, it's like 9 main pages that walk you through preparation. It's the most detailed prep I've ever seen based on any publisher I've worked with. And I'm very happy with some of the publishers I've worked with and their PR and everything, but it just spells everything out. Like, at the very least, I will use it for every project I do in the future, even if it is with a traditional publisher, because it kind of just organizes all the things to do and an order to do them in. And that's all in here, you know, the detail of going through that fulfillment, the nightmare part of this process. Even this wasn't too bad and went relatively smoothly, though I would probably do it differently in the future, but I do document it. So if you're curious about this, if you have your own Kickstarter that you're putting together, if you have your own comics that you're making and thinking about this, it'll give you an idea of what to expect for sure.
Super cool, man. Lots of food for thought with this sucker. Can't wait to sit down with it. Kay Fabers. Like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the bell. We'll notify you when the next videos are available.
You can subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe e-newsletter at the link below this video to keep up with everything that we are doing. You can find Cartoonist Kayfabe merchandise and t-shirts at the links below this video.
I'm only on about page 225, man, so I got some reading to do. Give them the marching orders, Jimmy.
Read more comics.